Chavus Halvavus Shar Yichud Amaisa, Sunday night, Chav Gimel Adar Aleph. We're on Daf Kuf Pei Dalid. In the middle of the Omer, he said, the Yimtis Oribos Ashaw, around the middle of the page, Kuf Pei Dalid, that the way to combat the Yetzirah that we've been talking about till now is to take attack, which the Chavis Halvavus happens to take throughout the Sefer, and that is, he says it by Bitocho, and he says it by Avodas Elokim, says it in many, many places in the Sefer, that if you just look at your human relationships, how you would act, and just contrast it to Hashem. If you want to make a Kal V'chomer, fine. If you don't want to make a Kal V'chomer, it's also fine. But just do it that way. So he says, like, here's a perfect example. He says, Eich emenek abori yuzbala, eich enhagim abori yuzalabofen shen roi lulinik bo amabriel. So I wouldn't act that way to other people. If I need a loan from the bank president, for him, Zukukim Lee, or someone's coming to me for a loan, Kimisha Nipona Elov, Lezatzorich, I go to the bank manager, will be Kashta Belashoni, Lamalo, Velibi Umaspuni Ponim Imanu. Let's say you can read my thoughts, and I'm thinking about what the Mets did last night, and if the Yankees are going to trade the second baseman finally, fire the manager finally. Get very angry, throw me out of his office. You're going through the motions, you're asking me for a loan, and your mind is somewhere else. Forget about they'll throw me out of his office. I'll say, okay, you know, I understand you throw me out of your office, but can I have the loan? Or you say, I guess that means you're not giving me the loan. He says, get out of my office, I don't want to see you again. I guess that means you're not giving me the loan. He says, you're right. You're remarkably perceptive. Why? You know, stop and let's ask ourselves why. Guy comes to me for a loan and I can give him the loan. Maybe I want to do him a favor, maybe I don't. Because although this says a normal human reaction, if I could read his mind, and he's somewhere else, I get angry and I throw him out. I certainly wouldn't give him the loan. Kal v'chomer, and certainly, if I would know that he's thinking about how he hates me and how he's going to mess me up tomorrow, he's gonna pull out the electricity from the bank. He's gonna make the electricity blow. He's gonna bring all the computers down. He's gonna hack into all the computers. Kal v'chomer liyodeh shelibi osuk b'mesh ein atoyim es ritzono, against his will. V'ap b'mesh margizu alai. Not only is it not his my will, but it gets me angry. Ki oyoz bizuya likosa yosha. Then he would really throw me out of his office. Probably slap me around first, then throw me out of the office. V'yeh yosher tzodek b'imuli b'kashasi. And no one in the world would have tainus to him. No one in the world would have tainus to him for not fulfilling his will. Right? Guy comes to me, wants to collect money on the shul. And meanwhile, he's spreading stories about me. So, I'm going to go let him collect money on the shul. Like, what? That's what Chavis Halvavus says. I don't throw him out of the shul, brother. He sits here. According to Chavis Halvavus, I should throw him out. But I certainly am not going to do what he wants, as Chavis Halvavus says. Now, if we think for a second, why not? Think of the bank president. He could lend him the money. Why would he get so angry? Taka, why would he get so angry? No one wants to feel used. No one wants to feel used. So if a fella comes to me for a loan, and I could read his thoughts, This is the Pshat in the Chavis Haldovas, because he's explaining a normal human reaction, and he wants you to extrapolate it to Hashem. If a fellow comes to me for a loan, and I see he really needs it, and I don't need his obsequence, what's the word? I don't need him to bow down to me, but I want to know that he seriously needs it, that he's serious. He's not just looking for a quick way, right, to get this money. If he's thinking, that's for sure, just in logic and common sense, which is what the Chavis Halavos is dealing with. He's not dealing with Isurim. He's dealing with logic and common sense. A guy comes to me for a loan, and I can read his mind, and he's thinking about the Mets. That means he just sees me as a way to get some money. It's not like he's using me. He's using me. He doesn't really view our relationship as a borrower and a lender, and he's coming to ask me for a favor. If his heart is somewhere else, and he's just going through the motions, so I feel used. And if I feel used, you don't do a favor for someone if you feel used. You do a favor for someone, even if it's a favor, and even if you don't demand that he. Chavis Halavos says himself in many places in the Sefer, if you do someone a favor, you should look at it as a privilege. You shouldn't demand that he feel like humbled, and then he kiss your feet. But if he doesn't even feel in his heart that he wants the loan, the tzorech is not there. If the tzorech was there, that's where his heart would be. If he really needed this money, that's what I'm sure that's Pshat in the Chavis Halavos. If he really needed the money, he's not just using me as a way to get his hands on some quick money, but he really needs it. If you really need something, when you go for a job interview and you really need the job, so during the interview, you're not thinking about the Mets. You put your heart and mind and soul into this interview. And you say why you want the job and why you think you're most suited to do the job. You're not, because you really want the job. It's precious to you. And you're not going to take the chance of saying a wrong word or saying something silly or saying something wrong or saying something inappropriate or saying something not matim. And if your mind's somewhere else, it means you don't really need the job. If you really needed it, your heart would be there, your mind would be there. If your mind's somewhere else, you don't really need it. You just say, why not? The sucker's good for I'll get the job. So then I'll get mad, I'll throw you out. Then I'm just used. You don't really need it. You're just using me because you see a way to get some quick money, get your hands on some quick money. With Hashem, it's mamash the same thing. The Iker and Tefillah, when we talk to Hashem, again, it's not that Hashem needs us to kiss his feet, so to speak. But Hashem wants us to feel that we're taka dependent on him. That's what Hashem wants in our tefillos. He wants us to feel that we're dependent on him. That's really what he wants. If our hearts are not there and we're thinking about the Mets or about what I have to do that day, or what's the quickest way I can avoid traffic when I drive to Yerushalayim after davening, so you don't have that feeling of dependence on Hashem. You just, okay, Hashem is the vending machine. I'll say the words, I put in my 2 shekel, I push the button, and I get what I want. That's not tefillah. So Hashem gets angry. You're just using Hashem. Hashem is the Almighty. Hashem controls the purse strings, right? That you recognize, that Hashem controls the purse strings. We're not talking about an atheist. Hashem controls the purse strings. So you figure you got to stand online, and you got to, okay, Baruch to Hashem, Mavarech Hashanim, press the button. Hashem also doesn't want to be used. Not that he cares, of course, but it's all for our benefit, because ultimately we're forging a relationship with him. We're not just pushing a button. So that's the beer here. That's why the bank president will get angry, and that's why Hashem will get angry. You have to think about that, because people learn the Chavis HaLovis, they don't even ask themselves, why indeed will the bank president throw him out of the office? If he's thinking about the Mets, what does he care? That's what I think the Teretz is. The Chiddush of the Chavis HaLovis' approach is not such a Chiddush. If you're familiar with Chavis HaLovis, he does this throughout the Sefer. Because Hashem is not like some fancy thing that we can't relate to. Hashem, in fact, he says in the Sefer, in a few places, the relationships Hashem creates down here, whether it's with a wife, or with a friend, or with an enemy, or with a bank president, those relationships are meant to teach you different things about your relationship with Hashem. If you relate to your best friend a certain way, you relate to your wife a certain way, you relate to your enemy a certain way, this is all you should use to learn how to relate to Hashem. And therefore, that's what he says that in a few places in the Sefer. That's why I think he has no problem making these funny tzushtels, and he sprinkles it throughout the Sefer. Think how you would act with a person. This is Hashem, man. Like, no, he's okay. First of all, he wants to bring it down to earth. He doesn't want you to think Hashem is some like thing in the sky. He wants to bring it down to earth. Also, I hold it's even deeper than that. He holds it's true with the bank president because Hashem wants you to act a certain way to him. So he makes it true with the bank president so that you should realize this dynamic and use it with him.